Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, indeed, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Mass confusion has overtaken this world, my brothers and sisters. But the day must come that confusion must perish. Absolution, my brothers and sisters, shall bring forth a blessing in this earth according to all that it is. I would ask a question to you, my brothers and sisters. I would ask a question. Which is it that men shall say is a light of life? Is it the many confusions of fallen man kind? Or is it the word? Yes, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth that has been obscured by a mass of worldly misallegiances. The truth, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High declared from the very beginning. I've said it over and over again many times on this show. But there's a reason why the scriptures call Messiah the word from the beginning. Isaiah 48 says his people scattered among the nations. Confusion, under confusion. I said scattered among the nations amidst confusion. Sworn by the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, that very statement unto itself declares that no one calls rightly upon the holy name, lest he seeks the truth, and lest he seeks all that is divinely required. Beginning of Isaiah 48 begins that way, and declares that Messiah will come to declare the word that is from the beginning, and saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, and oh, that you kept my commandments, and your peace would have been as a river, your righteousness as the ways of the sea. You would discern the way that you should go, and you would not have been destroyed from before him. That's a people, my brothers and sisters, not left to so much vast confusion. Departed from the plan of life. You said Messiah would come saying that there's no peace. I said he would come saying there's no peace to the lawless. So he comes to restore, then, my brothers and sisters, the word that is from the beginning. He comes to restore, my brothers and sisters, the word of truth. That according, if you read Isaiah 49, 1 through 10, the word of truth that the rulers have always hated. But how, my brothers and sisters, could they keep men subject to misallegiances, the paths of death? But that they keep men subject to the diversities that are themselves far short of the will of one, far short of faith, blinded after debate and doubt. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the wicked of this world, the rulers of this world since the dawn of the fall, have been quite deliberate in their efforts. Quite deliberate in their efforts, my brothers and sisters, to the point of keeping humanity pretentious, daring, to cause many to believe themselves wise. But my brothers and sisters, not after wisdom. Causing many to believe themselves wise after a lack of knowledge. I want you to consider something for a moment. Scripture talks about being born again. Being born again by the gift, the grace of the Holy Spirit. But my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. It brings all things to remembrance. It teaches us what is to be expected. Should be common expectation, even our common testimony in the for the age still yet to come. My brothers and sisters, do we really believe that the nations and rulers of this earth have had any intention, or if they even could, to teach the pure, perfect will of the kingdom that must supersede their own? Do you think they really had any intention, the kings of this earth, to declare the way of the one king when they have all made, or let's just say established conspiracies, one with another, after a multitude of differences, far short, and my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, blind, not discerning what the Most High declared from the beginning? For in order for this world to be reconciled unto the will of one, it is written again and again, the Messiah's appearing, all the various misallegiances of men must be put to open shame, proven absolutely foolish, far short of what is divine expectation. False righteousness, my brothers and sisters, and the lies of men. So when Scripture talks about growing in the grace of Yah, it's talking about growing. Scripture talks about the grace of Yah being the gift of His Spirit. Most High told me His greatest gift is a law, for which His people might again love, trust, and cooperate. What else does the Holy Spirit reveal when the Scripture talks about the restoration of the covenant to a people who have been scattered among the nations? Read Jeremiah 30-31. It talks about restoring a law to a people who have been scattered among the nations. That very law that he said that would restore his people Israel, Ephraim and Judah, Israel and Judah again as one. It's the same law, my brothers and sisters, that must restore all nations to discern again the light of the one peace. What dare we believe? And after the varying ideals of this world, we should be concerted again as one? Do you really believe the Most High, brothers and sisters, desires that his people remain in darkness under other allegiances and say that they have converted? You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what did Rome intend to do? When they came from the west, polytheist west, into the east, what else did they seek to do but corrupt the faith? They didn't come from the west to bring the faith that was already there in the east. They sought to corrupt the doctrines that men believed, corrupt the faith, constrain the minds of men after the blindness, the darkness that had wrought men's allegiances to a multitude of differences in the first place. So they murdered millions upon millions, once knew the truth of the faith, once knew the light. That they might create a false sense of reality. Men pretending to be wise when they fell from the knowledge of the truth. Compelling men, my brothers and sisters, to ignore the law of the Most High. To say they were converted unto the Most High by forgetting his law, ignoring his law. Saying that they were wise in their ignorance of his law. Saying that he put aside his law that a kingdom wrought of righteousness, light, truth, and justice might be wrought of the false rule, the false law, the flaw, the foolishness and fleshly misideals of men who never knew the way of the kingdom of Yah. They sought, my brothers and sisters, in extinguishing the law that makes and creates a people. The people holding unto the Most High, they still thought that in extinguishing the knowledge of that law, the light of that law, and keeping the whole world in darkness, that my brothers and sisters, not being able to see beyond the constraints that men had established, forbidding men to even speak the exceeding truth. Yes, that's what Rome did. Those who were found to know and remember the ancient faith, awakening to the ancient faith, the brothers and sisters, they were beaten down, hunted like dogs, murdered. My brothers and sisters, raised literal millions. The end result, my brothers and sisters, many began to believe that without the law of the Most High were they blessed, and with the law of the Most High they were cursed. A lie. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, grants the gift of His Spirit that teaches all things, brings men into the light. They might be born again. Get my point. Ancient people thought of the orientation into which you were born. Being that which shapes your consciousness, shapes your sense of zeal, your sense of good and evil even. My brothers and sisters, even shaping your concept of deity. Well, Rome, my brothers and sisters, did something quite dastardly. Having no respect, I said no respect, no sense of a reference point. In fact, outlawing any reference point that might prove foolish the multitude of variant concepts of deity they upheld as polytheists. They sought instead, my brothers and sisters, rather than calling people to the truth of the Most High, to totally, completely pollute the concept of who He is, preserving all their corruptions, leaving the people completely indiscriminate, bound to a pack of lies, my brothers and sisters, bound to illusions. Refusing to acknowledge the fact that void of the knowledge law of the kingdom of Yah, the truth of the gospel, that humanity had been lost. Many desirous to believe that they were wise in their ignorance has been the perpetuation of mass damnation for many generations. Most High told me that if any man can believe the massive contradictions we see in this world today are the work of the Holy Spirit, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him. You can't believe the Most High until you know that this massive contradictions is not the work of the Holy Spirit. Rome sought to wipe away the full remembrance, wipe away fully the remembrance of the cause, the purpose, the promises Most High gave to his people Israel. Yes, even for the blessing of the world. And there's much truth that to this day is still, by the greater portion of the masses, still not yet by all people known. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who would seek to hide that truth or preserve the darkness, keeping the people blind to the greater light, my brothers and sisters, has forsaken the cause of peace itself, the cause of life, the cause of salvation. My brothers and sisters, I dare say that anyone who teaches man to oblige robbery against the Most High robs himself and everyone else. Such a soul, my brothers and sisters, deserves, especially if we perpetuate this illusion, not seeking greater, deserves, my brothers and sisters, the punishment that comes upon those who believe in a lie, but you can remain continual deceivers of others. For my brothers and sisters, men believing a lie have compelled many generations to resist the knowledge of the truth, passing down illusions, damnations, false doctrine from generation to generation. And blood is on the head of my brothers and sisters, all those who perpetrate and perpetuate this continual curse. It's something that we have to consider, my brothers and sisters, because they actually told folks that the grace of the Most High is that the Most High would end, my brothers and sisters, end or terminate his promises that he said was eternal, therefore causing unbelief among all the people. My brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up to the truth. For in the name of the Most High, we must realize that we are all obligated to seek the truth. The whole world would seek to ignore. We are obligated in the name of the Most High to seek, obey, and guard and defend the truth of the kingdom of Yah, remembering even all that for a long time humanity has been taught to ignore. By his grace, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you would know the truth. How about you would know the truth the whole world has refused to tell? By his grace, by his favor. He reveals, my brothers and sisters, what long ago wicked rulers forbade, that men might finally be free, my brothers and sisters, free from this matrix of man-made darkness. Free from the illusions. Every so-called fallen ideal in conscience, lack of conscience, that has deceived the masses. Then man, finally discerning again what is the true will of Yah, might awaken to discern what it is to serve him. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is an awakening unto the light that the whole world, my brothers and sisters, the light of truth, the exceeding truth of the whole world. Or let's just say all those, my brothers and sisters, who preserve worldliness, who preserve confusion, who preserve debate and doubt. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, opened the opportunity for men to see what is the absolute, that they may praise Yah himself, who is absolute. The grace of Yah is access to the truth, my brothers and sisters, that worldly constructs do not betray nor reveal. That's the reason why the scripture says faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. Think about it. I've said this before. If we understand Matthias, Matthew 7, Messiah said to his people, watch out for false prophets. Anyone who would compel you to call out, Lord, Lord, but not to do the will of the Father. So the men would come in his name, saying that they had preached. But if they came in his name, and the word for his related idea about relating in his name, means came in, unto his honor. Would they preach, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of varying standards? Absolutely not. Become, my brothers and sisters, with a word from the Most High. You know you have to teach that whole message, that the people be not deceived. He said many would come in that day, saying, did we not in your name, in his name, preach? Scripture said Messiah would have to come in the last days to magnify the law and make it honorable. In other words, reveal what is the true honor of the law of the Most High. Exposing then, my brothers and sisters, those who kept the people blind. He said he would have to lead the people by the way they knew not. To Isaiah 42:16. That confusion that has blinded mankind to make him believe that he was wise in his ignorance should no longer, my brothers and sisters, have a stranglehold over his mind. By his grace, the discipline of grace, the discipline, my brothers and sisters, are the gift of grace, the dispensation of grace. Scripture says, teach. The grace of Yah must be a teaching, then, my brothers and sisters, of the knowledge that is necessary that you exceed the misconceits of man. That's why the scripture says, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. The gift of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the knowledge of the Most High that the world will not reveal. That the leaders could never teach, lest you realize the need to exceed them. Messiah said, you are the light of the world to his people. And he said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. No case in it. It means the leaders are keeping the people in darkness, my brothers and sisters. But he said to his people, those who believe in him say, you are the light of the world. By bringing my brothers and sisters, you have to understand. It means that he was bringing that light the rulers did not teach. He also told the people that if any man would deceive his brother, how about keep his brother in the darkness? Render him subject to lies that he cannot receive and perceive the truth. Since such a one is guilty of hellfire, guilty even under hellfire. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to reveal again the truth, the word that is from the beginning before all these multitude of varying worldly institutions. Blinded mankind to trust that he sees while still stumbling in the darkness. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the liar does not tell you that he is lying to you. And by such confusion, in 45,000 denominations, men have believed that they have taught the words of him who is the word from the beginning before all this confusion began. Scripture says the light, my brothers and sisters, then that the leaders of this world will not teach. That is the life of men. What is true to the initial construct the Most High declared himself, that is the life of men. Meaning that the various false concepts of orientation, the faulty foundation, the governments that men have created, inconsistent and not considered of all the Most High intends unto the liberation of mankind. Remember what I said before many times in this show. Messiah comes to expose all the leaders as foolish. But the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, shows how their standards have been an illusion and a lie and foolish. And men could become wise. Rulers have hid that truth from you, my brothers and sisters. And I dare say that in a society where all have ignored the truth to esteem themselves as wise before men, my brothers and sisters, all have imprisoned themselves under injustice. Let me get on with this, my brothers and sisters, because it's time we consider some things and define some things at a level that, by and large, those who are prideful have not been willing to hear. I said it before, the book of Yaakov, the scripture says we're scattered far and wide among the nations under other allegiances. We must understand that our faith in Yah must still bring forth a perfect way, work. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what is true to the will of one, despite all the multitude of variant rulers of this earth, my brothers and sisters, by no means will the Most High be destabilized in his intent after the designs of men. See, we must seek all that is a pure, perfect will of the Most High. If we desire anything less than that, we're not worthy to ask the Most High for the gift of the Spirit at all. Messiah himself in Yohanan 17:8-9 says, I make no request for the worldly who would not receive his word. And my brothers and sisters, for those who would. Makes no request for those then who would preserve ignorance. Makes no request for those who preserve darkness. Makes no request for those who would maintain confusion while men are inclined to hearken to men rather than Yah. There's a lot I want to talk to you about tonight. There's a lot of scripture I want to relate to with regard to what it really means to call upon the name of the Most High, to pray in his name. Yah willing, tomorrow night in Shabbat, I'll get a chance to talk about that more. But I have some principles I want to talk to you about tonight. We must understand that the holy name is an oath unto all his will. He confirms all his will by his name. He says he's all in everything that he is. And no double-minded petition of prayer is wrought of the gospel of faith. No double-minded prayer petition seeking to see the designs of men rather than Yah manifest is true to my brothers and sisters, the perfect will of the one. It's time we understand. The Most High declared from the beginning, already knew from the beginning what would be. His word is consistent. If we believe the inconsistencies that men have taught are true to the spirit of Yah, the inspiration of the Most High, the revelation of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, whoever teaches us to would teach men, my brothers and sisters, to mock the name of the Most High, to rob the Most High of people who would believe truthfully in him. Well, my brothers and sisters, whoever would do this, teaching men to rob the Most High, declare a lesser standard, has also robbed the soul of those, my brothers and sisters, who would do so. A holy name, my brothers and sisters, is an oath, not unto double-mindedness, debate and doubt, confusion, i.e. darkness. Because would you believe the lie, my brothers and sisters, you know the perfect light? Will you trust in the darkness? If you know the perfect light, can somebody tell you, it's something you saw yourself, and you know it to be true. Somebody will come up with an alternate testimony. Could you believe the illusion when you knew far better? In other words, hey, if you got up this morning with your children, and you knew what was served for breakfast. And somebody come along and tell you that something else was served. And you sat at the table. and watched it all. They told you something else. Would you believe the testimony of those who were not even there? My brothers and sisters, Messiah comes, the scripture says, as a witness to the words of the Most High, to reveal again that truth. Blessed are they who then will hearken to him. The opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to learn how not to lie. That is the grace of Yah. Think about it. Scripture said we should pray, petition the Most High in his name. Do we dare to pray the Most High with dishonor or deny himself? Do we pray the Most High would rob himself against the eventuality that he has promised must be brought to bear, that finally be peace? Do we think we can pray in the holy name of brothers and sisters and not seek to do all the will of the Father and be called anything else but false? Read 7:13 to 7:28, book of Matthew, Micah, and understand. We cry out to the Holy One, my brothers and sisters. We also must seek all that is his will, that no man be deceived. He said, watch out for false prophets or false testimony. 2 Thessalonians said, those who believe a lie. How about a pretentious testimony? A falling short testimony that compels men not to consider all things. He said, those who believe a lie is a standard sufficient, and would seek to be then justified by a lesser standard, has not been proven steadfast unto the Most High himself. My brothers and sisters, no unstable word is worthy unto eternal life. So we have to pray that whoever, whatever, all that Yah has created unto his glory, and even, you hear what I said? Let me repeat that again. We must pray that whoever, whatever, all whom Yah has created unto his glory. Must all my brothers and sisters, one day, if they be sincere, awaken to the full restoration of all the truth, my brothers and sisters, the pure, perfect truth that will restore us to the initial plan for oneness. All who will call upon the holy name, my brothers and sisters, are vowed to seek in a love for Yah all that is his will. Messiah said, if you love me, your allegiance is unto me. He said, keep, guard, maintain, defend. That's what it means. Seek all that is his divine will. And he would petition the Father for the Spirit of truth, which the world will not receive. With those who would preserve confusion, debate, and doubt, who would preserve a multitude of varying standards, there's an absolute that they despise. Well, the pagans of Rome, when they came into the East, wanted to preserve all the illusions that they had attested to, wrought of their ignorance. And my brothers and sisters, just like society today, so much of the truth, or what is true justice, society will seek to disavow in order to preserve the depravities of many. Time we wake up and understand. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Most High and his Messiah, let no man be proud of the divisions. I said, let no man be proud of the divisions. The diverse debates, doubts, diverse allegiances. Let no man be proud of the lack of knowledge, the deceit and indecision among us has compelled men to believe that a multitude of discrepancies and contentions could please the Most High. He said, you don't take his name in vain, you don't lie or seek any lesser standard than all that he decrees, lest you establish tribulation, trouble, something far from peace in this world. But we live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, people do it all the time. Slander the Most High, their every word, and say somehow with the Most High, they have a covenant. And that with their words, he is pleased. My brothers and sisters, in the book of Malachi warned us against those who would deceive mankind in such a manner. saying that men have disrespected the Most High with their flagrantly presumptuous words, if you get my point. And saying the Most High delights in all their suppositions. Scripture says Messiah will have to come himself to purge out or destroy out of the temple, my brothers and sisters, all who would defile the holy word, that he might restore men to a concept, the true concept of what is righteousness, as of old as in former years. The ones who are keeping our people, my brothers and sisters, in bondage, or whoever it is that would maintain the illusion that blindness is light. He told his people, you're the light of the world. So don't let anybody trick you against seeking the fullness that's contained in the law and the prophets. In the law and the prophets must be light. All that is required to build a perfect kingdom under the Most High after what he declared from the beginning. So I understand, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High establishes as a foundation for our faith, as an expectation for all his people. That is the light, my brothers and sisters. That's the truth they had to go forward to the nations. Dare men say that without this truth, they were blessed. Brothers and sisters, the world got this whole thing upside down, according to Isaiah 29. For men's worship has been after the precepts of men and not Yah. In the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, let every man discern that the one whom the Most High has chosen is his spokesman, is his word, is his promise. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the revelation of his promise that he would restore the pure word from the beginning, again to mankind. Those who can accept this, my brothers and sisters, like the one the Most High sent, can be counted as allies, friends, the Most High. So you're my friends if you do. How about seek to uphold all things the Most High has decreed? My brothers and sisters, I can tell you, there's much in the scripture about how Messiah must return, what he comes to do, where he comes, all that. That the rulers of this world will compel the people that they never know. That all the world be caught off guard. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, if the whole world be a liar, deceived, or blind, Yah is still going to perform all that he declares, but his grace is that he revealed what he shall do. But how many of my brothers and sisters have been prepared to hear that when they've been lied to from day one? Born into a world that would hide the truth from the people, that they remain subject to false pulpits and thrones. Who's ready to hear? Grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that all that has been ignored and forgotten should be brought again to the light. That all who call upon the holy name discern that the Father and his Son must be consistent, my brothers and sisters. The Son with his Father. The scripture says Messiah will say, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turned back to the rebellious way. Meaning that the Son has conformed to the will of the Father. And the Father, my brothers and sisters, his very name means he is all and everything that he is eternally. How dare, my brothers and sisters, men believe in inconsistency is true to the name of the Most High. May they say they pray in the holy name, but have they sought all that is his will, or have they been tricked to call viable the will of another? So let all who call upon rightly the holy name, the name of the Most High, be humble before Yah to accept the grace of his gift, the revelation of himself, the knowledge of himself, even the knowledge that proves the whole world foolish, and be made thankful for the opportunity to serve and obey him. But they've taught many to despise the law of the Most High as if they're going to get into a kingdom of peace where there is no rule, where there is no law. Well, there's nothing to sustain justice. We talked about the word for heaven, Shamayim. People, my brothers and sisters, who are bound to the covenant that is the Shema. Let nothing of their flesh be an obstacle, and to love the Most High in all that is His will and His plan with all the mind, heart, soul, and might. Let no one be an obstacle or deceiver to his brother. Well, brothers and sisters, you can't do that after the ignorance, ignoring the truth, blindness to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture says if you perish without His law, knowing His ways, you die without His law. He said, "A people who will not know His ways will not enter into His rest, or His kingdom, or His peace." The grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, must be the Most High reveals His law to put away your trust in the false law, the foolishness of men. Remember that the pagans wanted to exalt themselves as supreme. Kind of like people talking about they're having in this country a Supreme Court, as if there's no law greater than what the rulers of men have decreed. My brothers and sisters, that's by no means truly what the Most High has intended. Though they swear upon a Bible, they forsake all the words that are in it and compel many to do the same. It's time to wake up past that lie. It's time to wake up to the truth. In the name of the Most High, beyond all indiscriminate worldly confusion, let every soul who is called or would call upon the name, rightly in the name of the Most High, be thankful to be called. Having a great and loving curiosity, seek all that is divine will, that men not remain indiscriminate, but that they discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to be made of the family of Yah. Recognizing one Father, to serve according to and trusting in His will, and discerning that the variant, as the variant atrocities that men have given their allegiances to, can only be the work of a devil. Deviation, evil. Evil is a deviation from a perfect state. For all men have been true to the will of one, all these differences could not exist. Messiah sent His Son that world, those who believe, might be delivered from their sins. You ever stop to consider it sin just to even believe? Any standard that would partialize or pollute men's perception of what is divine intent. In the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, if we really examine closely the seventh chapter of Matthew, fifth chapter, realizing that Luke 6 relates that all these were really initially words that were said together. What's in Matthew, if you will, then the fifth chapter, the 15th chapter, well, it should have been all together. Let every man, my brothers and sisters, seek all the light that's contained in the law and the prophets, and might be set free. I can tell you now, as I said before, anyone who has restrained your knowledge of these things is a servant of devils and not Yah. So they preach in what they call churches, if they will hide these truths from you, they're devils' servants and not the servants of Yah. The Holy Spirit would compel them to discern and to preach what the world would not. Indeed, as the Most High told me, the Holy Spirit is given to a prophet to speak that others would not. That is allegiance unto Yah. He said, if you love me, keep, maintain. Hey, he didn't say ignore and forget, but cry aloud concerning His word, my brothers and sisters. And we must discern that since the Most High has a plan to consecrate all minds of those who survive unto Him and Himself alone, to lose the discretion necessary to bring that to bear or to disregard its preciousness is an utmost insult. For nobody can please the Most High whose pleas, if you will, are that He in any way deny Himself or His own word. The Most High has promised calling upon his name, you must desire to see it all brought to bear. So when we pray in his name, we pray that all that Most High would give, all the Most High would reveal, might all be used unto the full fruition of his purpose. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is treachery. Yes, using what men think is the name and compelling men after other so-called commands and instruction is treachery against life itself. Those who would call truly upon the name of the Most High, seeking all his will not be satisfied till all divine will be done. But the Messiah said, pray in this manner, our Father, how about all having one instructor, who art the Most High? There's only one Most High. Hallowed, holy, I mean, my brothers and sisters, seeking his will beyond all the varying misconceits of man, be thy name. Do we dare to say that the Most High has spoken what he has not and use his name to verify an illusion and expect not to be punished? Micah 12:36, a man will be held accountable for every foolish word or stagnating word he has spoken. For all of this, we give account of the judgment. In the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, let no man be satisfied till all that is every manner of wayward and evil thought be cast aside. Till everything, my brothers and sisters, that would offset the balance of creation, to all such depravity is no more. Don't be satisfied. Be only satisfied when fully is restored, my brothers and sisters, the conscience of men, all things the Most High declared, that the conscience of men might be stabilized, never to fall to any false righteousness ever again. In the name of the Most High, I pray that all the Most High is elect unto his knowledge, unto the knowledge of him, faithfulness unto him, be made in all things physically, mentally, and spiritually prepared to perform all that's necessary, that the Father's will be done in all things that he has conceived, and that every resource, my brothers and sisters, be restored unto the service of him who made all things. The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. We should pray then, my brothers and sisters, that nothing the Most High has created be abused after the misdirection of another. In the name of the Most High, let no man be proud of any evil, deviant thought or deed. In the name of the Most High, let every man seek for all the good the Most High declared, that it be restored to all the minds. And my brothers and sisters, we understand what Messiah meant. And he said, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. Show me again all that was honorable, discerned as honorable, before men created the obstacles of their own self-rule. In the name of the Most High, let it be that all that was envisioned in the mind of the Most High from the beginning should be manifest, fully made manifest in the universe, that it might remain forever. And that his words, as the scripture says, his promise, shall be reinforced by all we see, recreated, or let's just say created under righteous example, that nothing that we hear, see, say, or do should be a deception against discerning the perfect will of Yah. In the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, let no man think himself just to rob Yah. No man think himself just to hide or pervert the truth. And no man think he is justified or honorable before the Most High, seeking to be called righteous after any standard less than all that brings forth the pure, perfect cooperation, lawful cooperation that the Most High has always desired to see, that no man be satisfied calling upon the holy name under anything less. In the name of the Most High, let every man know it is a shame if any man accepts this mass of contradictions and doesn't realize that there should be no contentions of any kind among us, that no man be prideful, and that perceiving this mass of contradictions, so many have not had faith enough to believe the Most High can reveal more. It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. It's time we see things as they are. Ask the Most High to allow us to see things through His eyes.
90 seconds.
Very wise that we understand that the name of the Most High is a pledge of allegiance. Shall the Most High respond to any man who calls upon His name, but whose allegiance is not unto the fullness of His will, who would deceive others to believe that a lesser standard is still an acceptable offer? I say, think again. I have talked about this before, and I'm going to say it very quickly. The book of Malachi and the book of Revelation, the sealers of the covenant, both talk about Messiah coming. One calling him the Son of Righteousness that arises. Another one calling him the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, one and the same. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, it talks about Messiah ultimately restoring and declaring that once his wisdom is restored, it must remain. That that would be the healing of the earth. My brothers and sisters said that's to those who fear and respect his name. But we live in a world today that is called respect for an absolute, a legal thing. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, only those who will snap out of this spell of illusion to see the light should be called the children of light. Well, they tell me that my time is just about up. Wow. You have to realize a society that would legitimize many diverse allegiances within itself is like a house divided. It cannot stand. Yah intends to build for his people a steadfast kingdom built upon a solid foundation, that when the day comes that is Most High reveals again all that he declares as a covenant, that should be found true to all that word, that it may stand. Blessed are they who will know these things and realize the only way you can call upon the name of the Most High in a manner acceptable is to seek and obey and to love all the Most High reveals as His will. To it speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia, the Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. Unto His might, unto His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Ancient societies, my brothers and sisters, had rites of passage. But societies like this one has no absolute concept of what is necessary that all the people uphold the firmity, the truth of the Most High Himself, with esteem that if it's in the heart, that's so wise. A society without a firm concept of Allah, brothers and sisters, cannot give honor to Him who is a constancy forever. Blessed are they who are discerning, my brothers and sisters, the truth. I don't call my website hiddengospel.com without a reason. Articles there. I said articles there, my brothers and sisters, like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies. Articles that explain why Messiah must come again to restore all things. but it was prophesied in advance before he returns, man will fall away. You have to understand that Rome did all it could to destroy the knowledge of the faith really in the first centuries, and the world has not recovered. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High shows again the light that proves that they are willing to see. Under his supreme sovereign honor and might always, praise Yah, my brothers and sisters, honor him and discern what it means to say, Hallelujah.